live, you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free. Actually, wait a minute. You can't do that right now because our phone lines are on the fritz at the network. You're going to have to call not-so-toll-free if you want to get through at the moment. Maybe they will be fixed here at some point during the program.
Or they could Skype.
That's true. Thank you for that. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. The local number that you'll need to dial is 603. That's New Hampshire. 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Now, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Daryl.
So, again, our Skype username is lrn.fm. It was earlier this week, Daryl, we talked about a story, and we actually talked about it previous to this week. But it was this week where we got good news out of Florida. I was born and raised in the Sarasota-Bradenton area, and there's a story down there, as you know, about a lady who's in her 60s and her husband who were arrested.
Catherine Jordan?
Yes. Arrested for growing cannabis. And the good
for medical purposes.
Right. Which, of course, is completely illegal in Florida. And the guy, Robert, I believe was his name in the case, the man of the house, he was the one facing the charges because he was growing the plants. His wife is very sick. She has Lou Gehrig's disease. And so he's growing this for her, and she had lived 20 years longer than they'd expected her to live, and they chalk it up to the medical cannabis. So he was not backing down. He was making it clear what his beliefs were and that he didn't think he'd done anything wrong. So he didn't take the plea deal. And that was
good.
What I thought was most notable about that case was he didn't take the plea deal. I thought that's incredibly heroic, and it needed to be pointed out because this doesn't happen often enough where people don't stand up for what they believe in. They just take the plea, and they try to make it as little damage as possible. But sometimes when you don't take the plea deal, you never actually end up making it to trial because the state blinks. And that's what happened in the case that we're talking about in Florida. The state prosecutors did blink. And instead of moving forward with the case, they decided they weren't going to prosecute it. So that was great news coming out of Florida. Unfortunately, that's not all the news coming out of Florida. And it's not all good.
More news related to the Jordans?
No,
or
not the
something
Jordans,
else?
But drug-related.
Oh,
and
dihydrogen monoxide?
No, not that one. Was that Florida?
Yeah, the two DJs right. That got suspended. And I heard they're actually facing felony charges.
I heard they might be facing charges. I didn't know they'd actually been in...
Okay, maybe I misread. But still, they, on April Fool's Day, told people the truth that dihydrogen monoxide, which is the scientific name for water, is coming out of their faucets. And apparently it created quite a panic.
Yeah, so Florida, not a freedom-oriented place. I would know. I lived there for most of my life. Now, here's the story that I want to share with you from theatlantic.com. It's actually coming right from the front page of freetalklive.com, which you can go to, by the way, and you can submit things to the site for consideration of maybe being used on the air, or at the very least, having more of our listeners see it so they can enjoy what you think's interesting. It's right there on the front page at freetalklive.com, and it was submitted by Phonon. So thank you to Phonon for sending this in to us. It's absolutely, well, the headline is right, heartbreaking. John Horner, 46-year-old fast food restaurant worker, lost his eye in a 2000 accident and was prescribed painkillers. Years later, he met and befriended a guy who seemed to be in pain himself. His new friend asked if he could buy some of Horner's pain pills. Naturally, the friend was a police informant.
I heard about this.
Prosecutors in Central Florida say Horner was ultimately paid $1,800 for the pills. He says, my public defender told me they've got you dead to rights, he said. So I thought, okay, I guess there's no need taking this to trial. His story is recounted in a BBC News Service story about the problematic use of informants by U.S. law enforcement agencies. It's an important subject, and the article tackles it well. But let's focus here on the anecdote about Horner, because it gets at the utter madness of the war on drugs. For the sake of argument, let's presume he's guilty of selling $1,800 of pain pills prescribed to him for his injury. Forget that he was arguably entrapped. Just look at the crime in isolation. What sort of punishment should it carry? Now, ask yourself that. Somebody you know sells you a pain pill because you're hurting. and somebody finds out who's in the government and brings them up on charges for that. What should the punishment be, if you believe any punishment whatsoever? Because I don't think that this is a crime. I don't think what this guy did should be illegal. I don't think that there should be any penalty for getting a prescription pill and then either giving it away or selling it to somebody else. Because I think adults can make decisions for themselves about what to put in their body.
Yeah.
I know that's really crazy and radical, but I believe that you can make that choice for yourself. The state disagrees. They don't think that you should be free to make those choices, and they're going to put you in prison for 25 years if you live in the state of Florida. You've got a 46-year-old employed father caught selling four bottles of prescription pain pills. Under Florida law, Horner now faced a minimum sentence of 25 years if found guilty, according to the BBC's report.
That's minimum sentence?
Correct, minimum sentence.
And this guy has a couple of young children,
correct? It costs Florida roughly $19,000 to incarcerate an inmate for a year. So I ask you, dear reader, is keeping nonviolent first-time drug offender John Horner locked behind bars in a jumpsuit really the best use of $475,000? For the same price, you could pay a year's tuition for 75 students at Florida State University. You could pay the salaries of seven West Palm Beach police officers for a year. Is it accurate to call a system that demands the 25-year prison term mad? Well, prosecutors offered to shave years off his sentence if he became an informant himself and successfully helped send five others to prison on 25-year terms. That's how sick this system is.
Yeah.
You're being intimidated by these police with spending, he's 46, that's the rest of his life.
Yeah.
In jail. You know, the average male in this country is dead by age 75. So that's the rest of his life. They intimidate people into working for them in order to ruin other people's lives.
Now, I have a question here, Ian. If he does decide to become this confidential informant, that would be akin to him taking a plea deal, correct?
Correct. And he was saying here earlier that it sounded like he was taking the plea.
Okay. You know how they always ask the question, did anyone intimidate you or tell you that something bad would happen if you did not take the plea? They always ask to make sure that you're making the plea deal out of your own
voluntarily,
will. Voluntarily. So he could very easily say, you know, I don't really want to take this plea, but I was told that this, this, and this would happen if I don't agree. What would the judge say? Would the judge throw out the plea?
Of course not.
Why not? Because he was intimidated into taking the plea. He
Absolutely.
Didn't make it voluntarily.
I think most people are intimidated into taking pleas.
Right, but most people lie and say, yes, I'm making it voluntarily.
Right.
Wasn't there an activist here in Keene that one time said, no, I'm not doing this voluntarily. I was coerced by the police.
It sounds like something someone here would do. I can't say I particularly remember the
Okay, because I think I heard that the judge said, well, that doesn't count.
Right.
Because it was the cops who coerced you.
Right. When the
that
cops
doesn't count.
Right. When they intimidate you, it's totally illegal. So prosecutors, again, offered to reduce his sentence if he would send others to prison. And he actually attempted to go through with it, but Horner failed to make the case against drug traffickers, according to the BBC. As a result, he was sentenced to the full 25 years in October last year and is now serving his sentence at the ironically named Liberty Correctional Institution.
Oh.
He'll be 72 by the time he's released.
I want to throw up.
And
why are they calling a prison Liberty Corrections?
Because it's a very Orwellian world in which we are living, and it's doublespeak and sick.
Yes.
Then they include a picture of his kids, and they're real. He's really got kids, and he really is a dad.
How much is it going to cost the state of Florida to take care of his kids now that he's in jail?
Good question. 855-453. I guess I want to know, and I am told that number is working. So, 855-453, but alternately you can call us at 603-435-1105. And I want to know from you, do you think this is right? Should this guy be in prison for 25 years? Does anyone think that?
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain That was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Thanks to SACL CAI, by the way, for helping support this show for so many years. They can handle your accounts receivable for you, and they'll do a job that will keep your customers. They'll do it in a way that will respect your customers, so they'll stay on board with you once they get their debts paid. So if you've got a business and you would like to have somebody who really knows how to do accounts receivable handle that for you, get in touch with SACL CAI. You can find them via their banner on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and look right at the top of our banner column on the right-hand side of the page. Again, freetalklive.com. Man in Florida is going to prison for 25 years. And by the way, this isn't the first guy. We've had another story that I specifically recall about a guy who got busted. I think he was in his car with some prescription pills that were not prescribed to him. And I believe they sent him to prison in a wheelchair for 25 years. So I just want to know, is there somebody who actually thinks that John Horner, 46-year-old father, should be going to prison at all, let alone 25 years, but at all, for just trying to sell some pills to a guy that he thought was in pain? This informant was manipulating him into believing that he was in pain so he could get him to sell some prescription pills so the informant could get off some of his criminal charges or get a lesser sentence so they could go after John Horner. And it's... this is a story that goes on across the country. The, one of the most disturbing parts is I went and I searched Google for this guy's name. I looked for John Horner in Florida, and I couldn't find very many news sources about this. Basically, it's the BBC that's reporting on this guy, and nobody else cares.
I did a Google news search for John Horner drug.
Mm-hmm.
Three articles came up.
BBC? No?
I think it was the Atlantic Wire.
That's the one we're reading.
And the Hawaii Daily News. And then the other one just happened to have had all three of those words.
But not related.
But it was not John Horner.
So let's go to the phones here and see what you think. Michael is on the line in Houston listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Michael.
How are you going? Look, I think you first off, the prison he's going to is...
Oh, you know what? We've caught you in a really bad cell. I'm going to put you back on hold. Stand by. Do want to hear what you have to say, but if we can't understand you, it's not worth the time. So 855-450-FREE, that's toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI. Also, if you've got Skype, you can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. You know, one of the worst parts about this, Daryl, is the duplicity involved in making this happen. The idea that it's some sort of crime to sell another human being some pills, whatever those pills are. In this case, they happen to be pain prescription pills. And just the duplicity involved, this informant, I don't know, maybe he really was in pain, or maybe he was just acting like he was in pain.
Yeah.
But either way, he was doing what he was doing with the intention, and this is an evil intent, to trap this man into selling him pills, to persuade him into doing what should be a good act. It's, I don't think there's a crime in selling somebody some pills if they want them. I mean, there's no
nor
crime.
Do I. It's basically, if anything, they could get the guy for practicing medicine without a license because he sold somebody a pill that a doctor would sell you.
All right, so if you have the state's permission slip as a doctor, then it's totally okay to give somebody some pills.
Yeah.
Then somebody comes in your office, they act like they're in pain, you write them this little piece of paper, and then it's totally fine. You can dope somebody up big time if you're a doctor. But if you're just a guy who, you know, you work at a fast food place and somebody befriends you and you
have some leftover pills and you ask a friend, hey, what could I do with or what should I do with these? You know, you could always sell them to make a little extra money.
Let's go to Morgan. The other guy dropped off the line, so it was definitely a bad sell. You're welcome to call back, though. Morgan, you're on Free Talk Live listening to XM as well.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, man. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, I think it's crazy the fact that we put criminals in jail, well, what they say is a criminal, for nonviolent crimes, like selling their pain pills like that. He was just trying to help his friend out. It wasn't an undercover cop. It was some guy that he met that he befriended, and he was working for the police to try and get his own penalty off. That's crazy. And this is a guy that's 48 with, I think you said, three kids. And I can't believe they would put him in jail for 25 years on something like that. And, I mean, personally, I think if this is kind of a little out in left field, but if they were to legalize marijuana, think of all the money that we would save on the jails and all that, that we put people in jail for life for. And, I mean,
absolutely.
It's better for you than alcohol is, honestly. Alcohol is 10 times more deaths than marijuana has ever caused in its whole existence. That's been around for thousands of years.
Ingesting alcohol does not help with my chronic headache, but ingesting cannabis does.
I agree. And I just think it's crazy that back in the early 90s, or excuse me, early 1900s.
Yeah, sorry about that. Gotta let you go. That's just how it goes. I know you're listening to XM, so you think that it's okay to say those things. Unfortunately, we have to protect our FCC station's licenses from that pesky FCC that likes to take away licenses and fine people $300,000 per violation. So I apologize about that. Please, if you're going to call the show, beware of not saying those things. So 855-450-FREE. But I share his concerns and I share the passion. I'm also upset. And it's easy to use profanity to talk about this subject because it's something that really I think is one of the most important issues of our time, and not just cannabis, which I totally support legalizing that or decriminalizing it, whichever one, either one's fine by me. Anything to step down prohibition, I think, is a good move in the right direction. But I'm concerned that there's a lot of focus placed on cannabis, but not so much focus placed on all of the other drugs that also do not have a victim. I understand. Pain pill addiction is very profound. I don't understand it personally. I've never been hooked on pain pills, thankfully. But I know people who have. My old roommate used to be injecting them at one point.
What?
Yeah. My ex-girlfriend actually was injecting them at one point.
I hope she was at least crushing them up first.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because otherwise you would need a really large needle.
Well, you've got to have a needle, and you crush them up, and you like mix them into water or something like that, and the spoon, and it's a gross process.
I don't know the recipe. I don't think I want to know the recipe.
I don't know the recipe either. It's gross. But so there's no... And by the way, she didn't have a prescription for them either. It's just disgusting. What's most disgusting, it's gross to watch somebody shoot up a pain pill, but it's more disgusting the idea of thinking that that person needs to go to jail for that. And it's problematic enough to have an addiction. It's not going to help these people to send them into a cage for any amount of time. I don't care if it's a week, and I don't care if, and it certainly shouldn't be 25 years. But what do you think? Is there anyone at all who thinks this guy who's going to prison for 25 years should be?
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about selling prescription pills, and I'm wondering, does anyone actually think it should be a crime? I know you must exist. I know those people have to be out there. I mean, even if you're just the police, you've been told some sort of story about why this is so terrible that one adult should be able to sell another adult a prescription pill without begging the government's permission. And if they don't do it without begging the government's permission first, then they should go to prison for 25 years. That's what the people in the state of Florida, the people that call themselves the state, apparently believe, as they've just sentenced a man who is 46 with two or three children to 25 years in prison for selling another guy that he thought was his friend. He sold him some pills for pain because he thought his friend was in pain.
And absolutely no mention of how much it's going to wind up costing the government of Florida to take care of this guy's two children or three children, well, whatever it happens to be.
Indeed.
It did mention, nearly $500,000 just to incarcerate
to him. Correct.
For 25 years.
So ridiculous. And this guy was employed, by the way, so they've taken him out of the productive economy and placed him in a cage where people like us in the productive economy have to pay to keep him when he could be out making a living and supporting his own family. The whole thing's absolutely ridiculous. Would love your thoughts, though. 855-453. Our toll-free lines are working again, so you are welcome to chime in here. Also, want to invite you, if you have the same concerns as we do, not just on the war on drugs, but on the government controlling your life, telling you how to live, telling you how much money you have to give them, and then squandering it, and you know using it to murder people around the world. If that bothers you, and if you love the ideas of liberty, if you think people should be able to be free to make choices for themselves, even if they're the wrong choices, if you think that people should be free, then you really should go and look at the Free State Project. That's why I left Florida in 2006, and that's also why you left the South as well,
yep.
Daryl. We both moved to New Hampshire separately of one another and happened to meet here, and it's been great. I'm glad to have you on the show here tonight, by the way. And freestateproject.org is an idea to move 20,000 people who love the ideas of liberty all to the same place so they can get active in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Because the fact is, we're not going to achieve liberty if liberty-oriented people are spread thin across the whole country. And that's the way things are. I would love to see that change, but I don't see it changing anytime soon. So we've got to make our own concentration. We've got to have a deliberate movement of people who believe the same general concept that, you know, the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that's the maximum role. Somebody like me, I'm not interested in having a coercive state around at all. And I don't know how you
feel
about
that.
I didn't think so. So freestateproject.org, take the time to go check that out. Once again, that's freestateproject.org. Let's go back to the phones here and your thoughts. We'll go to Brian, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, Brian. Hey, what's on your mind?
Okay, first of all, I have a question. Were the prescription deals he sold his prescription, or
that's
did
true,
he have
yes.
them illegally too?
He had been given that prescription because he had some sort of an injury.
Okay, well, I agree that the punishment is severe for that, but my thing is you know, where do you draw the line? I mean, if these drugs, if first of all, we know that people abuse these drugs, that, you know, it may or may not.
People abuse alcohol.
Okay, I understand. But so if we say, okay, well, if you have prescription pain pills, it's okay to go ahead and sell them, that's just going to promote that problem even more so.
Do you think that people have difficulty getting prescription pills without a prescription?
No, but I'm saying it's like.
So how is that going to promote anything?
Because it's going to encourage it. Because
what do you think?
It's
not. What do you think's a worse problem? To be putting people who've never harmed other human beings into prison cells, or somebody having a personal issue with addiction?
Well, under putting people in prison for such long terms over something like that. But you
what's
don't
the right
believe
term?
The guy should have been in any kind of.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's a human being, and he should be able to decide to interact with other human beings who would like to consensually do business with him. I mean, it's absolutely insulting to the idea of freedom that, you know, you could call this a free country and then at the same time be locking anybody up or punishing them in any way for engaging in a voluntary business transaction.
Well, then do you believe that one person should be able to sell another person marijuana?
Of
yes.
course.
And that shouldn't be illegal.
No.
Well, of course not. Why should selling a plant or a flower to another human being be illegal?
So you're saying there should not be a such thing as an illegal drug, and everybody should be able.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, you're a big boy. You can make your own decisions for yourself. The fact that drugs have been prohibited hasn't kept them out of people's hands. If anything, it's made them more dangerous and more expensive.
I've got an article here from The Atlantic, and the title of the article is "The War on Drugs is Far More Immoral Than Drug Use."
Absolutely.
Well, see, I don't know, guys. I mean, I don't feel that that's a conservative view to say, well, you know, we can't really stop it, so let's just make everything okay and do it in the name of personal freedom.
Well, I never claimed to be a conservative.
Nor have I.
But I would say that I thought conservatives supported freedom as far as, like, business freedom. You must disagree with that then, huh?
No, I agree with that, but, I mean, you have to have some kind of standard. There has to be some kind of...
Yeah, the standard is two consenting adults or 200 consenting adults can make choices for themselves as long as they are not causing unjust harm to any other person.
Should a conservative also support bringing back alcohol prohibition by your logic?
Which went away 80 years ago.
I want to get the answer. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I understand where you're going, and
No. I just want to know. I mean, it sounds to me. Please let me know if I'm misunderstanding you. I'm just going to recap what I've understood from you. You're saying that a conservative believes in freedom to do business unless the thing you're doing business in might actually cause someone to alter their state of consciousness, in which case it should be prohibited and those people should be punished in some way, shape, or form. Well, alcohol is probably one of, if not the hardest drug, maybe right up there with heroin. So therefore, would you then, as a conservative, argue for bringing back alcohol prohibition?
No. I wouldn't condone it, and I would be okay with that, but I would not force that on other people. But
you would condone what? I'm sorry.
I see it as the same thing. I know what you're saying. That's the same thing as the prescription drugs. The alcohol, it's the same thing, and you're saying I'm saying that one should have a punishment and one shouldn't. I understand that, and it's a sort of a double standard, but The point is there has to be a line somewhere. And I think if marijuana is okay, if prescription pills is okay, if alcohol is okay, then, I mean, the next thing is going to be crack cocaine, meth, and everything else.
That's right. It's not to say, remember, just because something's legal doesn't mean it's okay. It doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. It just means that somebody wouldn't have to go to a prison cell, and then you and I wouldn't be forced to pay to keep them in that prison cell. Look,
as
a conservative...
I agree with you on that. I don't think that should have been... That was a just punishment. I think that's
what should
extremely,
be. What should
I mean,
be?
I think there maybe should have been a fine or something. That.
What if I don't want to pay your fine?
I mean,
what if I believe? Hold up. What if I believe, Brian, that I own my own body, and that you and the legislators and the police don't get to tell me what to do with it? And then if you try to tell me, you're going to pay a $500 fine or whatever the amount is. I don't care if it's $50. What if I say to you, no? Then what?
Well, I mean, at some point, that you're going to be living in an anarchist state if you just want everybody to be able to do whatever they want and there be
you
no...
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I don't think that you should be able to do whatever you want if it hurts another human being. I think that there's a reason...
You don't think that possibly selling pain pills could hurt another human being?
Doctors do it all the time. What's the difference?
Supposedly, they have an education to be able to determine whether that person needs that or not.
Yeah, the key word there is supposedly. Doctors prescribe medication to people that don't need it all the time.
Brian,
they withhold medication from people that do need it all the time.
I would love to continue this conversation with you, but there's a bunch of other people that want to get in here and share their thoughts. But I really appreciate hearing from you tonight, and feel free to call back again. And there are plenty of conservative reasons why the war on drugs should end. Thanks for the call. One of them being the fact that it's a huge boondoggle for the government, increases the size and the scope and the intrusiveness of the state. Is that what you want? Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there, including news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever method is your preference. You can go and get on board over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, at some point in your life, you're probably going to encounter some sort of unexpected event, some kind of an emergency that could make life a little bit difficult for you and your family, but it'll be a little bit easier if you've got some stored food on hand that is actually tasty, that you and your kids could actually enjoy eating. Go to food.freetalklive.com to learn about the Legacy Premium brand. This is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and it's cost-effective. You can get this food for around $1.50 per meal. It's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial-flavor-free, preservative-free food, and it's on average half the cost of the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the products there. There's a comparison chart that makes it real easy to look at Legacy Premium, compare it to the competing brands out there. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, plus oxygen absorbers in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. So they're the best in price, storability, and taste. Go see for yourself and get free shipping on your order at food.freetalklive.com. Again, that's food.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your calls. We're talking about the drug war and what started the discussion, which, you know, we can go any direction you want, but what started the discussion, the story about a man who's in his mid-40s in Florida who's now going to spend pretty much the rest of his life behind bars in prison due to selling another man who claimed to have been in pain some pain pills.
And a man that he thought was a friend of his.
That's right. And they're going to put him away, and they've ruined his life, and they're destroying his family, and all of this over some pills. It's absolutely ridiculous.
$1,800 worth of pills.
I want to hear what you think. We're going to go back to the phones and your calls. Let's talk to Gregory, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to Liberty 94.3. Hey, Gregory.
Hey, good, Ian. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Your co-host.
Yes, Jeremy.
Well, I've been coming up to Keene, like, my whole life, and you know, we've been coming up for funerals and things like that from New York, and like, irony is going to strike me this time of year, so it doesn't even really matter, you know. I mean, if it comes from a kitchen, it's a good kitchen. If it's in Keene, it's Keene is what it is, you know. So it's like kind of like if I see Adam Kokesh and he's doing a dance, and there are people that are, you know, doing symbolic Liberty acts under the canopy of, like, the Jefferson Memorial or something. I mean, I pay attention to that, because when that kid dances, you know, he's bringing down civilizations with his dance. And, You know, so
what you're referring to, I don't know if most of our listeners know what you're talking about, Gregory. You're referring to the Jefferson Dance Party that happened. It's probably been a couple of years now at this point.
2 years?
Right.
Yeah, back in D.C. where television host Adam Kokesh from RT at the time was body slammed by police, by Washington, D.C. Park Police, for engaging in a silent dance where he had
you
his,
could call that dancing. It reminded
brilliant.
Me of the one Seinfeld episode. It looked like a full body dry heave.
Right.
It was funny. It was definitely funny how he was dancing. But anyway, everybody's
sure.
got their own way
and
of dancing.
And it's ironic. But I mean, I think he's like Persian or Iranian American. So those people have more currency these days than they ever have, simply because you know where we are in the world and our relationship to everything else. Even as we are so close to Boston, like you know, Ian, you're talking about painkillers.
Yes.
Well, you know, I was state certified to administer meds here in the state for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a pretty good feeling about those things and how they work and, you know, just about, you know, liberty things to begin with if I have to be near a first aid box, you know. That's just the truth
so
of it.
So do you think that this, you know, the war on drugs needs to come to an end, Gregory?
It does need to come to an end, and it's, you know, it's a horrible scourge that we've been chasing after for so long. And we live in a place where, you know, fraternities and taking care of one another is second nature. So that's another irony that just kind of like slaps me in the face. It's
yeah, this
like,
is not how,
with,
this is, you know, the war on drugs is not how you take care of somebody. If someone has a problem, and plenty of people do,
right.
whether it's prescription drugs or meth or whatever
sure.
you're talking about, if someone has a problem,
sure.
it's not compassionate to put them into the legal system and then put them into a cage. Gregory, I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to, we've got Darren listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Darren.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Darren?
Well, I just wanted to say that I agree with you guys completely about the war on drugs. I think
Indeed.
It's, I really think it's a bad thing, and I think it's really harmed this country. For an example, I was watching Jimmy Kimmel one night, and he had said in his monologue that marijuana leads to harder drugs like alcohol and tobacco, which I thought was just hilarious. You know,
yeah.
I mean, and it's you know to say that marijuana leads, you know, is the gateway drug is just crazy because I mean, when I was a teenager, I experimented. I experiment with tobacco, alcohol, but, you know, I mean, when it came to marijuana, that came after tobacco and alcohol, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, that was the first thing I tried, but I think it's sad what's happened to this guy in Florida. I really feel for him. And
yeah, and he's not the only one either. And by the way, it's worth pointing out, since you brought up the gateway drug terminology, that the government's own Institute of Medicine study, I believe it was the 1999 study, found conclusively that marijuana was not a gateway drug. If anything's the gateway, it's the fact that it's prohibited, so therefore it is generally sold by people who are willing to sell you other drugs and who might be more likely to push one of those other drugs on you. So that's
sure.
how it, that's how they kind of get, I guess, thrown together.
So. Yeah, I think the war on drugs in this country has failed, and I really think they need to do something different about it.
Darren, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Michael, listening in Houston, to XM. Hey, Michael.
Hey, where would you like to bet that prison is for profit? That they put him in?
I don't know. I'm not sure how many Florida prisons are corporate run, but either way, whether they were sent to a corporate prison or a state prison, it's wrong either way, Michael.
Oh, definitely. But if we got rid of the war on drugs, the billions and trillions of dollars we spend, and if we clean the jails out with people that don't need to be there for these type of incidents, our national deficit would probably be cut in half.
Oh, yeah. Plus, imagine putting all those people back to work, too. I mean, you've got the prisons and jails filled with drug drug prisoners, and I mean literally, there's just a bunch of these drug prisoners out there. You literally could shut down jails, shut down whole wings of jails if you consolidated prisoners to actual just violent criminals, and then put all those people back out into the real world where they can get jobs and, you know, be productive again. It would be a boon for the economy.
There's no doubt about it. And all the trillions we've wasted on this war on so-called war on drugs that the government runs, it's just ridiculous. And may I bring up chemtrails? I had heard y'all talk about that. And
no, we probably weren't talking about that because that's kind of tricky, but go ahead.
No, that's fine. Just look up in there and look it up on the net, but they're definitely messing up. So thank you, guys.
I don't know. I just want to say I'm a real skeptic when it comes to that one, Michael. And there's some great websites out there that are very science-based that will explain why people believe these things about the so-called chemtrails. They're really just contrails, and the atmospheric conditions are different.
I am a pilot, and I am rated in jets, and there is a big difference on them. So, contrail disappears after a minute. A chemtrail.
Not always true. Not always true. It depends
95%.
On. Okay, well, it depends on certain circumstances about, you know, pressure and water in the atmosphere and water particles and all that. But I don't really want to get into the science of it right now.
Thank you so much, and they need to close the jails down and get people help.
That much we can agree with, and I thank you, Michael, for the call and thoughts here.
So I wasn't able to find out if Liberty Corrections Institute is a
private
for-profit. And I hate the term private because it's not private. It's still the, you know, corporatist sort of thing.
Right.
I can't find out if it's for-profit or not, but they do have 1,452 inmates.
I wonder how many of them are there for drugs. 855-453 or a crime, an actual crime, that was committed to get money to buy drugs. That's always something that loads up the prisons, too. 855-453, you take control. Hour 2's next, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1 or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.